Ashton Kutcher.
Tristan Thompson.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Scott Disick.
Kristen Stewart.
Tiger Woods.
David Letterman.
Mel Gibson.
Jay-Z. My ex. What do they all have in common, you might ask?
Whatever could it be?
Bow, 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 bow. They're all motherfucking cheaters.
Cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater.
Oh, wow.
Pumpkin eater, my new girl's pussy.
Can you guess what we're talking about today? It is a cheating, but not on your test. Cheating on your partner.
Ooh, we're also a jazz podcast now, guys.
Yes, apparently. Channeling my inner Jeff Goldblum.
Ooh. Ooh. Someone who's definitely probably cheated, but like
it's... Oh, absolutely. That's why he's been married like 10 times, but whatever.
Yeah. It's fine. It's fine.
That's got to be his flaw, you know? So yeah, it's really funny. Because Katie mentioned that, like, talking about this, she's like, you know, I've been thinking about doing an episode on cheating. And that's exactly kind of what she said about the money episode of, like, finances and feminism. And I was like, it's very simple. Just don't do it. And she was like, that's what you said about the money episode. But look where we are now. So,
yeah, I think people like confirming their beliefs, which this is generally going to be a confirming your belief kind of episode.
Yeah.
But it also like brings some sweet tips on how to deal with this bullshit.
How to not be a dick. No, I'm just kidding. I can't teach you how to
pretty
do
much
that.
This is like how not to be an asshole. But like,
yeah, this podcast,
we have to apparently tell you.
This podcast has two themes. It's what you make of it and how not to be an asshole.
Yeah.
So
other than that, we're not telling you how to live your life at all.
Yeah, no. We're just giving you kind of advice completely unsolicited.
I don't think we said this in the last one. We're doing back-to-back episodes. But what is this and who are we?
Oh, hello. My name's Amanda.
My name's Katie.
And this is the 50 Worst Dates podcast where we are terrible at introductions.
We're really good, except for that. But yeah, this is a 50 Worst Dates podcast where we talk about bad dates, bad relationships, and give you advice and tell you stories and basically just remind you that, like, bad things do happen to good people, which is, like, cheating. Bad things happen to good people all the damn time.
Yeah.
I don't think – Beyonce didn't fucking deserve that.
No.
But we got Lemonade out of it.
Yeah, we did. And we got to see Solange beat the shit out of Jay-Z in an elevator, and that was iconic.
$2 billion in an elevator.
Bless.
Good great times.
So anyway.
Anywho.
Here we are talking about cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I just, you know, love to reflect on.
Right.
I've experienced it several times. I have never committed the cheating. I have been the one who got cheated on. I have also been the other woman. But we'll talk about that after the short break.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
Woo!
Hi, friend.
How are you?
Good. A little hungover, but good.
Bro, same. Kind of, but not really. But, like, I did go out last night, so.
Like, it's present, and I can feel that, like, my sleep schedule is off.
I'm certainly dehydrated.
Heavily dehydrated, but, like, powering through because it's not bad enough to, like, not do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I have a good, embarrassing story. We can start off the show with
fantastic.
Well, But my embarrassing story, I have to tell the world this because I'm an embarrassment. So I arrived to boyfriend's house last night, inebriated because I was out with people, and he had come out and we met up later. And so hanging out on the couch, doing our thing, go like, oh, is it time to go to bed? Yeah. We get into sexy mode. And I'm like, babe, I am too drunk. I'm like not, I'm not feeling like I'm going to come or anything. Like, it's not a big deal if I don't. Because like very often when I am drunk, like that's just, it's kind of like whiskey dick. And that's okay. And I'd rather be fully cognizant to really feel everything and feel it properly anyways. But he's like, okay, that's fine. But I, like, I do need to finish. And like, if you, if you're tired, that's fine. We'll stop. But like, do you want to help me? And I was like, yeah, baby, I want to help you. Like, oh my God. Like, I'm going to like just rub your body. Like, and like got way, way too into it. He's very nipple stimulated. And so I'm like kissing his nipples. And apparently I fell asleep face down on his nipples. And he had to kind of, I just fell asleep. Oh my God. He's like, yeah, you were like going at it real hard. And then it stopped.
And he's like, I've fallen asleep in the middle of making out with someone before, so
yeah.
But that's not as, just, that's not as bad.
Yeah.
So I fell asleep. Alcohol, man, it'll get you.
Licking his nipples. I mean, it's not that I felt like I wasn't like on top of him or like I was just laying next to him, like caressing, fell asleep. And he's like, yeah, I kind of like, so you need to, I need to like do what I need to do. So I kind of eventually like nudged you off of me because I didn't have one whole arm that you were on top of.
Oh my God.
And like, it's like, yeah, like I don't want to like, have you feel bad, but yeah, I did like end up pushing you off of me. Is that okay? I'm like, yes. I'm so sorry. So that's the story about how I fell asleep on top of my boyfriend.
Incredible.
Yeah. That's where my life is at. It's just so tired. And apparently, like, I've never had it where, like, it's easy for me to fall asleep. Like, I've never been that person. But he was like, yeah, you were fully awake and then you just weren't. And like, I even remember really going hard at his titties and then I was asleep. Like, I was, and I woke up fully aware that I had probably fallen asleep on him. And yeah, so that was my evening. That's how my life is going. I don't know where this is going to fit into the podcast, but that's my story of the day.
I mean, I just think that's hilarious. That could be our own listener story, to be honest.
We can do whatever we want, but that's my tale of how my night went.
Oh, my God.
I just fell asleep, mouth on left nipple. Because, yeah,
that's really funny. I mean, at least it was someone that you're in a relationship with.
Yeah. If I was like, if we were still in a courting phase, like, those not be cute. A
courting phase. You technically are.
I mean, if this was not my boyfriend who was like put up with a insane amount of weirdness from me already. And like vice versa, like it'd be bad, but this is fine. You also got a video of him singing the George Washington song. So like,
I did.
We're equally as weird.
Yep. The right hand man, baby.
He's like, obviously I'd be George Washington. I'm like, okay, but
would he?
Fine. If he were to get cast in Hamilton, he believes that he
a big old white dude would get George Washington, which is not how they cast that show. Yeah, that's not how they cast that show.
Yeah, he would get King George.
He'd be a great King George.
He would. He would.
It would work. But should we talk about our show and the stuff that we were talking about this week?
You know, we absolutely should, but I'm almost done taking the political coordinates test.
Oh, that's important.
Yeah, so
the Politico one?
It's IDR Labs, Individual Differences Research. I don't know. But I think it's the same one, yeah.
What?
Someone There's shared it.
There's a gender role test.
What?
They
we should have taken that.
What?
Taken that.
We love these tests. Okay, IDRLabs.com tests. There's a sexual orientation test.
Ooh.
An authority test. Coronavirus anxiety test.
Oh, Sarah needs that one.
Yeah. A Kinsey scale test. Interesting. Left, right. Young type. Feminism test 5.
What does that mean?
Are you a feminist or are you like a man hater? Interesting.
Huh.
Which villain fits your personality? Interesting.
I'm 30.6% left and 61.1% liberal.
Oh, yeah.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, no, you are generally liberal.
Left liberalism or social liberalism are individuals in this quadrant seek to uphold individual liberty while taxing the market to provide social benefits for those in need. They tend to see themselves as seeking balance between individual liberty and social justice and to be in favor of multiculturalism, secular government, and international cooperation. While they are typically skeptical of state involvement in social affairs, they nevertheless see a legitimate role for the state in combating discrimination and ensuring equal treatment.
Mm-hmm. That's you.
That is me.
The breakup test.
Oh, what's that about? I like how we're just, we should just have an episode based on taking tests.
I love it. Based on the work of psychologist John Gottman, this test assesses couples for the presence of 6 factors that predict breakups with overwhelming certainty.
There's personality test. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Okay, so hello, back to welcome. Our show. Hello.
We just fell down a goddamn rabbit hole.
We do this all the time. It's fine.
Every day.
Every day. Every dang day. So today we're talking about cheating and
Yay.
Cheaters.
Love it.
And cheater and pumpkin eaters.
They don't Hello. Deserve the glory that are pumpkins.
They don't. They don't deserve those pumpkin spice lattes.
They do not. They don't. Guess what? I found pumpkin spice Dunkin' Donuts coffee today at the grocery store.
Was it on super sale because it's out of season?
I think so. I think they probably just found it and it doesn't expire until August. So
hell yeah.
Chug yeah. There, because it was only one and I was like, I want it.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. So,
yeah.
Somebody returned their pumpkin spice coffee. I can't do it. I can't eat this.
And it's Dunkin' Donuts. So it's mm-hmm. going to be tasty.
You know, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you.
Thank you. Okay. Woo. Yeah. So today, we are talking about cheating.
Cheating. Cheaters. Pumpkin eaters.
Yes. What a time to be alive. Just kidding.
What a time. Honestly, yes, but at some point, if you get through your emotional and relationship life without being cheated on, what's your secret?
but actually though, they probably don't know that they did. That's the thing.
Yeah. You probably have just been clueless to the fact that somebody cheated on you. Which is so strange that this is so ubiquitous.
Mm-hmm.
But it's bad. We all agree that it's bad. Yeah. But it happens so much.
Yes, that's because people are selfish.
Yeah. What a concept.
Yeah, right. So what a topic. Much like the money episode where we talk about feminism and finances, when Katie suggested we do cheating as a topic, my thoughts are very simple, which are, don't fucking do it.
Yeah.
But apparently that's easier said than done, because we're having a fucking podcast episode about it. So,
I mean, it's relatable. Y'all like relatable content, do you not?
So, true. So I figured I would turn to, you know, my trusted friend, the internet, to help broaden my scope on this, because obviously just saying don't do it is not going to make for a very lengthy podcast episode.
Yeah.
So I decided to look up some articles on the reasons behind why people cheat.
Why do people cheat?
For real.
Why do they do it?
Because they're assholes is ultimately what it ends up being, right?
Yeah. Why did my college boyfriend go find a new girl on Tinder and take her to Universal Studios for her to post hashtag Tinder couple on before we had broken up with each other when I had already tried to break up with him once?
I feel like you've brought this up like several times. You're clearly not bitter.
I'm not bitter at all. She got to go to Harry Potter World.
Yeah.
And I was at home being lame and just trying to break up with him and be done with it. And she got to go to Harry Potter World.
Yeah, it's some trash. But it was it was the California one. So like take solace in knowing that it wasn't as good.
Right.
So
that's fair.
And while I am not a saint, and I have well, I have been cheated on in several relationships. I've never been the cheater-er. The cheater-er? Mm-hmm. The cheater. But
the cheatee and the cheater.
Yes, but yes, I have been the cheatee. I have not been the cheater, but I have been the other woman when I was young, dumb, and in high school. And it was a very uneventful, unsatisfactory 10 minutes of my life. And the next day, I basically sobbed.
10 minutes.
It was not worth it, let me tell you. And the next day I sobbed and I felt terrible, but fortunately I had some great pals and a friend who reassured me that, you know, I wasn't automatically a garbage person. Oh. But what I find most hilarious is that that couple eventually broke up because she cheated on him. So clearly healthy relationship.
Healthy.
And he came crying to me because we were actually friends. And I was like, bro, like you cheated on her. And his response was, but I have feelings for you.
That's not how that works.
No, that's big yikes right there.
Big yikes.
Yeah, emotional cheating accompanied with physical cheating is not great. But yeah, so then I went on to be cheated on extensively by like multiple other. Oh, I was cheated on before that and after that.
Right.
So, you know, some
people. It never ends.
Yeah, some people may say I got what I deserved, but all I know is that it really didn't feel good either way. So here we are. But. You know, what I did when I was 16 does not mean, you know, I necessarily deserved what I got when I was 21. But now at the ripe old age of 24, my life has been influenced by all of the many decisions and things that have happened in my life. So before I go into this, because I'm definitely going to shit on cheaters, I just want to make it clear that if you have been someone that has cheated on someone before, I am not going to sit and say that you're just automatically like the worst person alive. I understand that there are explanations for every story. It's never a good decision to cheat on someone. I will say that. But I'm not out here trying to be like, you're going to rot in the depths of hell. Because
I don't know, man, it's definitely in the Ten Commandments that you're not supposed to cheat on people. It's pretty fucking serious.
But, you know, it's a very shitty act, but doing a bad thing doesn't automatically make you a terrible person. So, you know, people can be redeemed. If I was judged for what I did when I was 16, then beyond fucked. So, I will preface by saying that.
Yeah. I also think like, it's not like once a cheater, always a cheater. Like it's definitely like higher likelihood of cheating. Like the stat is higher for you. Mm-hmm. I would not bet against it, but like people can behave badly and get their shit together and be honest later.
Yeah.
Like, you can see personal growth and not be a shitbag.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think, yeah, you kind of hit the nail on the head because, but at the end of the day, it comes down to growth and people taking, people, a lot of people struggle with taking accountability for their actions. And so, you know, this is one of those things that you have to realize, yo, I was a shitty motherfucker before and I'm determined not to be that way. Yeah, I had actually met someone who they had, I guess, cheated in past relationships. And we were just like chatting and they were basically like, you know, they had a lot of anxiety that they were going to like fuck up again, which I thought was interesting. And I was like, because to me, it's pretty easy. Like, you don't cheat on someone, you know? But I didn't really think of it like that. And I was like, that's fair. But I mean, they're like a good human now. So it's just like people do stupid shit all the time. And to judge someone off of, you know, one shitty thing is not fair. But at the same time, it's still a shitty thing to do.
It's still a shitty thing. I think I also see a lot of like, you get cheated on and then that person goes off and dates the person they cheated on you with, or they date other people and they don't cheat on those people because they didn't value your relationship in the first place. And that's not a bad reflection on you, the person who got cheated on. That's a bad reflection on them and their priorities and how they think of other people.
Absolutely. So like,
and you can call it personal growth later, but like at the time, like that fucking sucks. And that very much sucks absolutely. To see. And I feel like we'll touch on that as well.
Absolutely. So, why do people cheat?
Why do they do it?
You know, why do they do it? I'd also like to say that there's actually no excuse for cheating. I'm going to give reasons as to why people, the kind of the psychology behind it, but additionally just like bullshit reasons people do it. But again, they're all kind of trash. So, like, but here we are.
Grow a pair and break up with that person.
For real. So I got this from two different articles. One of them is from Mark Manson, who is unrelated to Marilyn Manson and Charles Manson, I would hope. But he's a well-known self-help author, personal development consultant, which to me just means life coach. And also psychology.
Put me in, coach.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you like had a life coach and you were like, put me in, coach, I could do it, coach, I could make the shot. And they're like, okay, honey. And then you like successfully tell the waiter what you want at the restaurant. And they're just like on the sidelines doing the little like, yeah, man, he did it.
He did it.
He made that score.
That'd be incredible.
Yeah. So
but yeah, so the first and kind of deep-seated reason as to why people cheat is because their self-gratification is greater than their intimacy. So that's going to lead to cheating. And when it comes to self-gratification, that's basically like doing things to appease your own desires. So like,
yeah,
some people may call this selfishness. But that's essentially what it is like putting yourself, your desires, what you want ahead of whatever. And in this case, it's intimacy. So, you know, but humans, I mean, we're pretty simple in that we want self-gratification, but we also have a natural desire for intimacy. If you are a sexual or romantic person, obviously our aromantic and asexual folks, probably don't, but even but people just generally like companionship, whether it's romantic or not. So unfortunately, for the people who like to be self-gratifying, in to achieve intimacy and love, like, you need to sacrifice your own self-gratification, but also to achieve self-gratification, you're going to need to sacrifice some type of intimacy.
But at the end of the day, I feel like in a good like to a point, it's like how if you give somebody a gift, you feel good about it. Like, if you give up things to make somebody else happy, you eventually do feel good about it. Like, a healthy relationship is about, like, making that other person happy.
So self-gratification
is still, like, built in, but it's not just about your immediate gratification.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and also, I mean, there's like a healthy balance. It isn't just you have to like sell yourself to that person, but yeah. So there has to be that healthy balance for a healthy relationship. But if the scales, if you're thinking of it as like scales, if they're tipped to one side, it could, you know, it can either lead to cheating or breaking up. So it's pretty much selfishness versus a lack of intimacy.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, this is going to lead to feelings of neglect or not feeling committed. You might have that need for variety or some other bullshit. And then that's what's going to lead someone to end up cheating because they're not getting what they think they want or, you know, whatever.
What they think they deserve.
Yeah. And then they're going to look for it elsewhere. So kind of the big thing with that is people, you know, you need to communicate those things. If you are not being satisfied in a relationship for whatever reason, you know, that has to be communicated. Sometimes that means that the relationship has to end because some people are just not meant to be in a relationship together, and that's okay. But that's a much better route to go instead of just deciding you're going to fucking cheat on someone because you're trying to self-gratify.
Yeah. Don't be a dick.
Yeah. Don't be an asshole, right?
Don't be a dick. Don't be a dick.
So the second reason, which is simply garbage. I mean, they all are. But this one is probably my least favorite of them all, is out of anger. So, you know, this is just some gaslighting bullshit.
Yeah.
And essentially you're punishing someone by cheating on them. For whatever, like, oh, they didn't wash the fucking dishes, I'm gonna go fucking cheat on them. That's just some psychological warfare that nobody.
I see this more as like you're trying to be controlling of a person and they don't allow you to, and therefore you hurt them. Like, I would imagine this more as like the boyfriend who's like hyper controlling, you can't go out, you can't do that. And then you do. And then he gets mad and he goes out and also gets too drunk at a bar and brings somebody else home.
Well, the thing about that too is that typically people who are cheating on their significant other, from my experience, they're super
concerned that their significant other is cheating.
Yes. They project and they're like convinced that, you know, their partner is being unfaithful. And that's when they start being, oh, you can't hang out with your guy friends. Oh, you can't. Mm-hmm. If you are in a relationship and it's like that, please reevaluate, reflect. Yeah. A, that's controlling and possessive and not fucking healthy. And B,
not cute.
I'm sorry to tell you, but they're probably doing something they shouldn't be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And projecting it onto you because psychology.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, so that's reason number two. Number three. Is the good old boost of self-esteem. So these are the people who derive their sense of self-worth from others, because, you know, you feel good about yourself when people want to sleep with you. So that leads to cheating because they want to feel wanted. You know, they liked getting the attention, and then it leads to some bullshit. So
yeah, and I think that also plays into the self-gratification thing. Like, if you're not feeling gratified enough by your partner, you're seeking it out elsewhere because you are looking for that external validation and that external gratification.
Yes, and I honestly probably should have started with some definitions, per usual, right? Of types of cheating.
Yes,
and these are coming. These definitions are coming from my own brain. Not very
just spitting words at us, y'all.
Yeah, right. But you know, I think we're kind of talking about two main types of cheating: the emotional cheating and the physical cheating. Physical cheating is obviously, you know, like doing physical
fucking act. Other people.
Yeah, it could be fucking someone else, kissing someone else, whatever the fuck, an act of intimacy with someone else besides your other. And then emotional cheating is more of like developing that, you know, strong emotional connection with someone that is very intimate. So it's different because I think, like, it's one thing to look at someone and be like, oh, they're attractive. And, you know, some people have like flirty personalities, but they mean absolutely nothing by it. But it's when that flirting goes to like, it crosses the line and, you know, you're not acting on it physically, but you definitely have like an emotional connection with that
person. God knows you only text like maybe two people every day. If somebody starts getting into that ranking of person you text every day and they are not your significant other, you better have a good explanation for your behavior.
Yeah. Yeah. But that also, I mean, and we're talking mainly in the realm of monogamous relationships. Obviously, it's different for people who are in poly relationships.
There can still be cheating in a poly relationship, yeah, though.
Like we'll talk about that.
But we'll talk about it.
But yes, I just want to like clarify that, you know, we are coming from a place of monogamy. So
yeah,
when having discussion,
I only know monogamy.
So the fourth one. Oh, but basically the response to number three for boost of self-esteem, you know, maybe stop looking for at other people to feel worthy, because that's stupid and you need,
yeah,
and that's like indicative of insecurity and low self-esteem. So maybe work on fixing that instead of cheating on someone and fucking up their like psyche because yeah, you're an ass.
Can you not?
Thoughts?
Can you just not? You know what I mean? Thanks.
Thanks. I hate it.
Thanks. I hate it.
Number four is situational.
Situational cheating.
So this one is, yeah, so this one is pretty much referred to as the, oh, I got too drunk, oh, I was on drugs, oh, I've been out of the country for business.
Oh, I was actually like, just thinking about this today. It came up for no goddamn reason in my brain. So it came up because the girl came up on Facebook and I was like, oh, how do I know her? Oh, this story. So the summer after senior year of high school, I went on that trip that the history classes did to Europe. And we went to Europe. It was really cool. Awesome time. I didn't really have any friends on the trip. So I kind of like made friends with people who were younger than me and just kind of like hung out. Uh-huh. And eventually I'm like, I had made friends with these two guys who were like maybe a year or two younger than me. And then another girl who I like knew from choir or something. And we were kind of hanging out as a group. And one of the guys starts really hardcore flirting with the other girl. And eventually like we're in a hotel in Munich and like a sock gets thrown on her door because they're like fucking in a hotel room. Oh, and then like casually 2 days later, because we're like jumping countries, and I had like gotten lunch with him, and like I'd gotten lunch with him, and there was a rule on this trip that you weren't supposed to consume alcohol, but I was like, I'm 18 and I am in Vienna wine country, I'm having a glass of white wine with my lunch, screw yeah, you. So when I went and got my own, like we were like feeling really saucy, and like he mentioned something about like, oh, me and my girlfriend drink all the time, and I was like, you have a girlfriend? Interesting. And basically it came out that this guy didn't believe that cheating counted if you were on a different continent.
Please tell, do I know who this person is?
Probably. I would have to really think of what his name is, but I can picture his face in my head really well.
God damn, I really want to know.
Like annoying. And he was like generally white dude douchey. I think he like ended up like, I think he ended up going to DePaul, and my other joke is like people who go to DePaul either come out really fucking weird or like douchey Patagonia cokeheads. And he was already a douchey Patagonia cokehead. But like, he's like, yeah, it doesn't count. I'm on a different continent. She doesn't have to know.
What an idiot.
And I'm like, there's literally like witnesses to this. You're stupid.
Yeah.
You're really stupid. And like he was hanging out with people he didn't know so he could cheat on his girlfriend on a different continent and it wouldn't immediately get back to her.
Jesus.
It was so bad. And like that's some like 16-year-old behavior, but that's still things that people think later down the line.
Yes. Oh, no. What a joy. But
what
yeah,
a joy.
So, you know, the situational excuses are all equally bullshit. So at the end of the day,
no amount of distance on the planet makes it cool for you to fuck other people.
Yeah, nope.
Not like, okay. I cannot with that.
Yeah, so the last one is sexuality. And this is very, I feel like it's kind of touchy and I'm going to try to clarify as much as I can. So, you know, obviously people who are trying to figure out their sexual identity and sexual orientation, you know, something might happen. So, you know, say this person is a polyamorous person, or just a non-monogamous, right? And so they, and I don't want it to come off that people who are, you know, non-monogamous are cheaters. That's not true. And same with like bisexuality, pansexuality. But there are people, I mean, they're trying to explore their sexuality. So they might end up developing an emotional connection with someone else because they're not a monogamist. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to kind of touch on that because obviously people who are poly folks, you know, they're not automatically cheaters. People in poly relationships, they have kind of limitations and boundaries and things like that that are dictated in that relationship through communication. And so you can still cheat while you're in a poly relationship, but you know, those boundaries are going to be different.
However, cheating becomes you weren't following the rules. The rules in a monogamous relationship is don't fuck other people. The rules in a polyamorous relationship are you can fuck other people within these boundaries.
Exactly. And so
cheating is that you broke the rules, just like if you were cheating at Scrabble, like same concept.
Exactly. So, but then there are the people who are assholes, who like to say, oh, I think I'm poly, I think I'm this, I think I'm that, and use that as an excuse to be a fucking asshole. And then, you know, when you actually talk about what polyamory is or polygamy is, they have no idea. And then,
I just want to fuck other people. Is that not how that works?
Yeah, but if you fuck other people, that's not cool.
Yeah.
So, you can't use being poly or exploring your sexuality as an excuse for being an asshole because that perpetuates negative stereotypes for people who are actually in that community. And so I wanted to kind of point that out because I have experienced that, and not that it was cheating because like we weren't in a relationship, but it was like, it was some shitty bullshit. And so I think it's important to point out because there are some fucking assholes out there who think, oh, well, maybe I just, you know, am a polyamorous person, but you can still hurt someone, you know, if you don't communicate those things and set those boundaries. And like, maybe you are polyamorous and that's fine, but, you know.
Would someone be hurt by your behavior? And as you do whatever it is you're doing, ask yourself that. Like, would somebody be hurt? And that's really what it comes down to. Like, I know someone who's confessed to me that, like, we know they're bisexual, but like in discovering that they were bisexual, they like cheated on some early significant others, like in high school and stuff, playing around with other people. And it wasn't that they were like emotionally attached to the other people. So they were like, I don't know what I want. I need to figure out what I want. My teenage hormones are telling me to do this. So they did it. And like it's a weird gray area of like, I feel bad, but that was also so long ago that I don't like feel guilt. And like, we've talked about it, which is it also an interesting dilemma of like, okay, if you're trying to figure something out about yourself and other people can get hurt, like it's wrong to cheat on people, but it's also good for you to figure out what your deal is. You just got to do it in a nice way that doesn't hurt people's feelings, guys.
Yes. But the people who kind of use that as an excuse for cheating on someone are, again, perpetuating really shitty stereotypes that are very, very harmful to that community. So, but someone did ask, because when I went to the Instagram for people to kind of put in their thoughts, ask questions, someone actually asked me a question regarding polyamory, and they were like, can, like, is jealousy a thing in polyamorous relationships? And while I am not a polyamorous individual, jealousy is a normal human emotion that everyone feels generally, I would assume, unless you're like a full-on sociopath. I don't know. But, you know, that's a normal human emotion that's going to happen anyway. Just because you're in, you know, a non-monogamous relationship, it doesn't mean you're not going to feel jealousy. So I just think at the end of the day, it comes down to talking about it. You know, communication is key, people. Those are like the golden rules of this podcast. You know, it's what you make of it, and communication is key.
My understanding of successful poly relationships is that you turn what jealousy might have into a positive, like, I'm very happy that a person I love gets to connect and gets to grow.
Yes,
you have to turn it into a positive, because otherwise, like, you're raised in a society that tells you that that's something you need to be jealous about. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to break out of that.
I think that's just helpful for jealousy in general, but additionally, mm-hmm. not even just positively, like, kind of reflect on what is it that's making you jealous.
Yeah. Because
typically it's a reflection of insecurity. So, you know, what is it about the situation that is making you jealous? Why do you feel threatened? Mm-hmm. And exploring that. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's no good reason to cheat on someone.
No.
Sometimes marriages are falling apart and they've met someone else. Sometimes they're punishing their partner, but someone will get hurt and it's all bad. Mm-hmm. So the important takeaway is to explore what the issues are and communicate, you know, figure out what it is that you want, figure out what it is that your partner wants. Is there a lack of intimacy? Are you being a selfish fuckhead? Is it just a bad relationship? Who knows? But I mean, you have to be willing to have those hard conversations and figure it out. Sure. Mm-hmm. An affair can be thrilling because it's all secretive, but it's fucking stupid. You know, like, go get your thrill from, like, jumping out of an airplane, not from, like, fucking someone else.
Like, so. Yeah, there are other thrilling things in life, you dummy.
Yeah, like, you don't need to fuck someone else to get some adrenaline.
Yeah, ew. Ew. Ew.
Pull a Bella Swan and ride a motorcycle with a stranger. I don't care, but don't cheat on your partner.
Yeah. Bella Swan's also trash. Bella Swan, like, did she... Was there cheating in Twilight? Did she at some point, like, cheat on Jacob or Edward with the other?
No, because she was never in a relationship with Jacob.
But, like, was she back with Edward and then there was, like, a moment?
I think they had one kiss, but it wasn't cheating because it was just kind of, like, you know, he wanted.
It wasn't, like, full-blown cheating.
No. They kissed, like, on a mountain. Yeah, it was after he finds out that she's engaged to Edward, and she was like, I needed to kiss him to, like, know for sure or something, and Edward was like, whatever.
Whatever.
So
we're engaged now. You would be my vampire wife.
Yeah.
Good to know. Thank you for fact-checking my Twilight knowledge.
You're welcome.
Guys, did you know that?
I'm apparently a Twilight fan.
This is a Twilight fan podcast. Welcome. Welcome to the Twilight Zone. Oh my god, that's our spinoff.
Beautiful.
Well, I wanted to touch on equally as, like, informative things as Amanda, because as someone who has also never cheated, I have also been, for a few mere moments, the other woman, because who knew we were so alike? Oh my god. And it's tough for me to say, but, like, cheating is not black and white. Like, it's happened to me with two partners, I guess, and, like, it sucks, but you can't just nail it down to, like, he's bad, she's bad. Like, people are complex things, and you need to, like, respect that nobody knows what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to also, with nobody knowing what they're doing, I want to touch on, like, what the parties involved are supposed to do, because when, like, I had my other woman fleeting moment, I was very much having an emotional affair with that person. We talked every day, and though it wasn't healthy at all, like, we were still, like, very, very close. We had, like, dated, and then we stopped because he told me I couldn't see other people, and then he fucked other people. Ha-ha. Like, this is also a case of, like, you might always be a cheater. You particularly might always be a cheater. Mm-hmm. But we were still continuing on and, like, we're going to be friends. We were a lot more than friends. And it was in college, and it was this, like, one night at the end of the school year, just before graduation, and we ran into each other in a bar, and we had, like, not really hung out in person at all, because I think it had been handed down to him of, like, you cannot see this person. I know you, like, I know what was going on. You cannot see this person. I am your girlfriend now. Do not do that. Mm-hmm. And he didn't respect that really because we talked all the time. But ran into him and I wasn't sure to do what to do because I was absolutely shit-faced. He was probably equally as shit-faced in this bar. It's dark and there's a dance floor with stripper poles and it's dirty and it's called Joe's and I fucking loved it. But like, ugh, what a night. And on this glowing dance floor, he keeps trying to like make out with me while we're talking. And I keep stopping him knowing the likelihood that his girlfriend's friends are there somewhere and someone will literally beat the shit out of me. Like, I'm concerned that my ponytail is going to get ripped out of my scalp by some girl who's like, you shouldn't be kissing him. Which is not, I mean, violence is bad, but like, would they be in the wrong?
Yeah.
And yes, they would. If they resorted to physical violence, they would be in the wrong. But like, also didn't want to be like that girl. And it gets really fuzzy after a while, but he keeps trying to make out with me. He suggests that we leave and I follow. And I was in college in particular, there were times where I was drinking to the point where like, I wasn't really capable of making my own decisions. And like, I wasn't necessarily, I was just along for the ride and body on autopilot. And I remember the things, but like, I shouldn't have been left to make decisions. Mm-hmm. And it's nobody's fault that I was left anywhere or nobody's fault that, like, nobody was there to protect me. But, like, I was not within my right mind. Mm-hmm. But we leave. I follow. And there are two major things that I remember upon getting to his apartment. That his best friend and roommate is on the couch when I walk in and goes, hey, Katie, how are you? And then I made him wear a condom. And other than that, I literally remember nothing upon, like, it is nothing until I am walking up the stairs in my sorority house to go to bed. Like, there's, we had sex, but, like, we did. And at the end of the day, like, I was consenting because I was stupidly in love with this boy, and, but, like, it was bad. And what I knew what I was doing was wrong. And I knew that I was in such a state of drunkenness that I was super passive about everything happening around me. And I knew this guy that had his own problems. But, like, what the fuck was his friend doing? Dude sitting there on the couch, sober, sees me come in, who he knows. Like, we had hung out. He knows the history. He knows what it means to get brought to this dude's bedroom. What are you doing? So this dude watched me go into this bedroom, leave after who knows how long, but definitely could have figured out what we were doing and that it was bad. So like, why didn't he stop it? And what was he supposed to do? And these are the questions I'm asking myself because I'm trying to absolve myself of my own sins. But what are you supposed to do if you see a friend of yours cheating on their significant other? If you're that guy and your roommate comes back with a girl that's not his girlfriend, mm-hmm. what is your obligation as a person? What do you need to be doing? And that's where Elite Daily comes in. I need a drink. I'm rather parched. I've been chatting. But Elite Daily recently published an article called If Your Friend is Cheating on Their Significant Other, Here's What Experts Recommend You Do. And I thought this was pretty helpful because, like, at the end of the day, you're probably going to know somebody who's cheating on their significant other. Like, we all know it happens. So what are you supposed to do if you see it happening? What are you supposed to do, like, in that case? Because you're not a shitbag, your friend is. And Elite Daily tells us to not jump to conclusions from Dr. Joshua Klapow, clinical psychologist and the host of The Kerr and Klapow Show. He says, get all the information you can so you understand what's going on. It's important to let your friend do most of the talking, especially before you visibly or verbally react or offer advice. Listen carefully. Make sure to allow your friend to tell their story and give their explanation. So, like, you should ask this person, like, dude, why'd you bring her home? Why are you fucking somebody that's not your girlfriend? Yo. Mm-hmm. And you should ask that question, but you should allow them to explain. And I think that's fair because they're going to give you an answer that they believe in, at least. And I think that gets into like Amanda's pieces about like how disillusioned are they? How delusional are they? Because I'm sure they have a lot of great reasons that they're fucking other people. Mm-hmm. Do not intervene directly on this person's relationship, because it's not your job, nor is it your relationship. So you shouldn't be the one to be like, I'm going to go tell their girlfriend that they are being cheated on. It's mm-hmm. my job. I have this secret and I can't live with it anymore. Like, it's not your secret to tell. And that's the next one. Like, it's not your story to share. You can advocate for somebody to come clean, and you can like say like, Amanda, stop cheating on your boyfriend. It's bad. And then Amanda could be like, no, fuck you. Or Amanda could be like, you're so right.
I mean, I think I would definitely be the type that's like, if you don't fucking tell them, I will.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's fucking bullshit.
And I mean, yeah. Are you willing to lose a friend over that, though?
Yeah, if they're being a shit person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want to be friends with shitty people who, like, don't accept that what they're doing is fucking wrong and they're hurting others.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you willingly are hurting another person, I don't want to be a friend, you know? If you're not willing to be like, Katie, if you were being a fuckhead.
Yeah.
And I was like, Katie, quit being a fuckhead. And then you were like, no. And then I was like, Katie, you're going to need to quit being a fuckhead. And then I do something, and then you're like, I'm not your friend anymore. I'd be like, well, you're the one being a fuckhead. So, you know, it's just, at the end of the day, my philosophy is, if someone wants to be in your life, they'll be in your life. You know, like, if you and I were to get in a fight over something, like, I have no, you know, I think we'd probably go, like, what, a week without talking to each other? And then, you know, like,
we'd be over it.
We are going to be in each other's lives for eternity. So
we're planning on getting matching tattoos. I think we're past it.
So it's just like, I think if your friend's doing something shitty and they would stay mad at you enough to not hold themselves accountable for their action, then yeah, it's worth it. Because like, sure. At the end of the day, you're doing the right thing by not letting someone continue to get hurt.
Mm-hmm. See, I would just like force them to come clean. I'd be
I would be like,
I'm not going to be your friend anymore unless you tell this person that this is what you're doing. Because, like, same deal, like, you're a shitbag person. I don't need to be friends with you, but, like, you need to do it. You need to be the one to come clean. Because, like, you know what also sucks? People being like, oh, my God, I heard your boyfriend's still on Tinder. And, like, trying to, like, do the noble thing of, like, he's cheating on you, honey. And, like, that's more uncomfortable, and that gives you more anxiety and gives you less answers than like that person coming forward and being like, no, I cheated on you.
Yeah.
So like, I would force them to be like, I'm not gonna be your friend anymore unless you tell this person that you cheated on them. But basically what I'm getting at is Elite Daily says that you're not obligated to do shit. You're just obligated to listen and be a good friend, which is fair, but like, yeah you're not gonna be your friend if you cheat on someone.
Yeah, you're not obligated to, you know, intervene, but it's the right thing to do.
Yeah. And then I asked myself, well, am I obligated to, if I regret the situation, was I obligated to, like, tell this guy's girlfriend that this happened? Was this also my job? Because if the friend's obligated, or the friend's not obligated, like, who tells her? Who is in charge?
It should be the person.
It should be the person. But who knows? And so I found another article, because I love articles, and this one's from The Atlantic. It is from their like advice columnist. They have like an Ask Amy thing. It's called Ask the Therapist. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. And the TLDR is that a man and a woman are roommates. They start fucking. Her boyfriend discovers it, and he is devastated. He moves out for a bit, and the roommate slash other person moves out for a bit to let things blow over, and then comes back, and then they start their extraneous relationship again. But my favorite bit of the whole story and the whole letter is this end piece. I think I'm afraid to leave her. I have to live with her for the next 6 months, and I'm afraid to upset her. Also, I often feel unattractive and undesirable, so her attention has really made me feel better about myself. I am paralyzed. I don't know what to do or how to move on. Should I let the relationship continue for the next few months until I have to leave, or should I end it now? And looking at all of this, the Atlantic therapist's answer and mine really come down to, okay, you're the other person in the cheating relationship. That sucks. But why the fuck would you want to be with an emotionally manipulative person who is clearly hurting another person? Why don't you think that you deserve something better? Something that you can go out into broad daylight with, someone you can go to dinner with and like be in a relationship with? How much validation do you really think that you're going to get in the off delusional chance that they choose you over their current partner? Because I feel like that's also what the story you hear pretty often of, like, he really loves me. We're going to end up together. And it's like, no, you're the side hoe. Side hoes do not win. Why do you really think this is the best you can get? And the answer is no, it's not the best you can get. And the second you realize that the crumbs you're getting of this relationship, the little itty bitty nibbles of a relationship and attention from this person who is already manipulating their current partner by being with you in the first place, they're giving these little nibbles, these little crumbs, you're gonna starve on those crumbs.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing. Cut that shit out. You'll starve without it. You'll starve on those crumbs. You're better off starving without it.
Yep.
You don't need it. And in the same way as it was with Elite Daily, you're not obligated to tell the person or blow up a relationship, but you are entitled to something healthy. So get the fuck out of that mess. If you're currently a side hoe, don't. Just don't. Don't.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's... Those are our answers today. Cheating, how it goes. It's bad. If you are a witness to it, you should guilt the other person into telling their significant other. And if you are the other woman, get out. No, fuck it. Even if you didn't want a relationship, like, there are plenty of shitty fuckboys out there who will just fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you need to fuck somebody's boyfriend?
Yeah. Like,
there are plenty. The dick supply. The dick is an oversupply.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the supply and demand is off. So. And that's all I got to say about cheating. That's the end of our show. But I do have a listener story.
Beautiful.
It's not my embarrassing tale. No falling asleep here. So, this week on Listener Stories. This is bad stories about cheating. And catching other people cheating. So, on a walk, my puppy dog had shit itself. Poor puppy. And I couldn't find any towels in the bathroom to clean up the floor. I opened the bedroom door to get my laundry basket, and there they were. It wouldn't have hurt so badly had it not been a close friend. I ended up keeping the dog, and I'm really digging the wagging and tennis balls that come with unconditional love. Yeah, so don't get cheated on. Just get a dog.
There you go.
You know who won't cheat on you? Dogs. Dogs get mad at you if you cheat on them, though, and you see other dogs, and they can smell them on you, and they're like, you saw another dog.
Yeah.
They get so grumpy. It's cute. But it's cute.
It is indeed.
With that cuteness, Amanda, what's your happy ending this week?
My happy ending is that... It was like 70 degrees today.
It was 70 degrees down there. I was going to say my happy ending is because it was 60 degrees. Ugh.
Yeah, it was 70 degrees and sunny.
That's so lovely. I'm so ready for spring. I'm so ready. I'm so ready for the coronavirus to like keep everyone indoors. And I'm just going to.
Yes.
I'm just going to not quarantine myself. And I'm going to take it all in.
I'm honestly really ready for these fucking primaries to be over because I'm stressed out.
It's a lot. I'm excited because my primary voting location is in my building, so I just get to elevator down and go vote.
Nice. I'm annoyed because of people who, so obviously I was in like political hibernation for 4 years, now I'm coming out. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm obviously voting for Bernie, duh. Mm-hmm. And it's just fascinating because there are certain people, not you, there are certain people who try to tell me to just vote for Biden, but don't give me adequate reasons as to why they think I should do so.
Oh no, do not vote for Biden because you think you should vote for Biden. My current concern is that there are more shithead Trumpers and middle people in the middle who can like, who basically have enough white privilege that they can deal with Trump, but don't like love it, but don't want to be taxed. Like there's enough white privilege in the middle that like Joe Biden is the only one who won't tax them more, or like,
true, but Joe Biden
have Fox like News convince them that they'll be taxed more, that they can conceive voting for him and get Trump out of the White House. But that's my main dilemma.
They're just gonna play the card that he like clearly has memory and like issues and like dementia, and that's so bad.
Yeah, no, he clearly is declining. And yeah, like, what is it, 5 to 8% of American adults over 60 have dementia. It's very, very common. I think if you tested everyone in Congress, you wouldn't be happy with those results either. But it's very, very clear that he is having some cognitive issues. And it's just in the very beginning of it where it's kind of cute and grandpa can't get his words out, but then he declines very quickly. And then more than likely Kamala Harris is our president. But like, who's to say?
I think Bernie would choose Kamala Harris.
I don't think they'd get along, actually.
But she dropped out so early, I feel like. Oh, wait, she endorsed Biden, so never mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most of the establishment is endorsing Biden. Mm-hmm. So vote for Biden if you want to live in the reality that is Veep. Or vote for Bernie
if you want to make change in the world.
Yeah.
And the DNC is putting all of their eggs in the Biden basket because they think that he's safe. He's not safe. Bernie's not going to be able to accomplish all of the things that he wants, but at least he wants to make a fucking difference and shake
Bernie's platform is going to get rolled back so hard. Yeah. I'm very confident that nothing bad is actually going to happen. Like, I would get taxed more under Bernie. I'm not going to lie. I would probably still do okay, especially with the Medicare for All business. Like, I would probably retain about the same coverage and more people would pay less than I do, but I would still probably pay less than I do now. So, like, I would pay more than other people for the same coverage, but, like, I can handle it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I mean, it's at the end of the day, it's so that people like me aren't suffering from medical debt.
Yeah.
Think of me.
No, and like, think of you. Think of just the crazy emergencies and crazy medical problems you can hear
about. I mean, our economy will also boost because people will have access to healthcare, access to education, access to housing, access to childcare. And so our economy is going to grow. And
the consumables market specifically will grow, which is really what I care about because that's what I work in marketing. So like,
but like, you're also being taxed terribly because you live in Illinois, and Illinois is so goddamn corrupt, it's unreal. Like, so I mean, yeah, it's not. My philosophy is I don't mind paying more in taxes if at the end of the day it's going to like literally give basic human rights to people.
Right, and that's, I tell a lot of people, like, they're like, you pay so many taxes in Chicago. I'm like, I don't mind. I take the bus every day. I use the streets every day. I live in the city and use its, like, I go to the park every day. I live across the street from Chicago Public Park. It's great. But, like, it needs to be clean. Mm-hmm. And somebody's got to do that. And I use the Divvy bike system. And like, I use all of these social systems that have been put in place that are heavily subsidized by my taxes, if not completely subsidized by my taxes. Mm-hmm. So like, it's your, honestly, if you're not using the amenities brought to you by your taxes, if you're not going to your public library, if you're not doing all of these things, that's your problem. Mm-hmm. Why do you think you're better than your public library? Why do you think you're better than your public parks? Mm-hmm. You pay for them. Use your public schools.
Yep. But yeah. Anyway, if you'd like to submit your own political
podcast endorses Bernie Sanders.
It does. Wait, are you voting for Bernie?
Oh, yeah. I'm voting for Bernie at the end of the day.
Honestly, I was very worried that you were going to vote Biden, and I was like...
No, I'm voting for Bernie at the end of the day because you should vote for who you believe in, and you should vote in your best interest, not in the best interest of other people, which I think the Democratic Party does and does not do that a lot. Everybody who voted for Trump voted within their best interest.
Yep.
You got to match that energy.
The only reason that I would vote for Biden is if he gets the nomination.
And that's where he wins. That's the dilemma. He would take the entire Democratic Party and then possibly then some. So that I do understand the strategy the DNC is starting to really zhuzh up, which is unfortunate, but like, I get it. Like I would put money on Biden. I would put less money on Bernie.
Yeah.
But I believe in Bernie, and I believe man is going to do more. And I'm really, really, really sick of just old, straight, white Anglo dudes, like just waspy ass motherfuckers in the White House. At least Bernie's Jewish.
True.
A little step in a more diverse direction.
That Ashkenazi Jew, man.
Oh my God. Can you imagine Hanukkah at the White House?
It would be amazing.
Sign me up. I don't want to see no more Christmas tree bullshit. I want Mrs. Sanders, who I don't know if she goes by Mrs. Sanders, to be honest. I want her telling me about all 8 nights of Hanukkah. Yeah. Imagine it.
Oh my God, this is fascinating because someone just posted, like, changed their like profile thing to the like Joe 2020, and I was like, that's ballsy.
Ballsy. I actually know
everyone's commenting and they're like, literally, why?
Like, why?
You're a woman of color.
Because if this was like a horse race, I'd bet on Biden, but it's not. It is the future of our country. So,
and the world.
In the world. So vote for who you believe in.
Yeah, which should be Bernie. But anyway.
Yeah.
If you'd like to submit your own worst date, horror story, political opinion, but unless you support Trump, you can leave. Your own sex mishap or boner blunder, feel free to submit.
If you voted for Trump and you listen to this podcast,
please
email us. Like, I just want to know why you like us, because we shit on you all the time. But also, if you haven't been able to get a date because of your political opinion, or you, as we come up on this election, you've seen like some real animosity of like, I don't want to date no Democrats, or I don't want to date anyone who voted for Trump. If you've seen that and been unable to get a date, please DM us. Mm-hmm. That'd be such a good episode.
Yes, but
oh my God, feel free write that down.
To submit named or anonymous stories to 50worstdatespodcast@gmail.com or slide into our DMs at 50worstdatespod on Instagram. If you think we're valid sources of advice, which we are, and want to ask questions, we'll take those emails too. Our goal is to base future episodes after stories that are not our own because, you know, we're in relationships now, so we're pretty lame.
I fell asleep on top of my boyfriend.
Yep, while sucking his titties. If you love our music, it's from bensound.com. And if you love our cover art, it's by Tori Scranton. You can find her at tscrantonart on Instagram and Etsy. And don't forget, if you live in Missouri or Illinois, I thought Illinois' primary was on the 10th. Apparently, it's on the 17th.
It is on St. Patrick's Day.
Missouri's primary is this Tuesday. By the time this comes out, it would have been 2 days prior. So we'll have the results.
But if you're in Illinois, get ready to vote the next Tuesday after you hear this.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, as Katie said, vote for who's in your best interest as long as it's not Trump.
Yeah.
Even if you're a Republican, don't vote for Trump. Don't vote for one of the other Republican candidates.
Honestly, write in John McCain's name.
Please do. Just right. And Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, Ghost of John McCain. 2020.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. But talk to you guys next week about something else. Bye.